The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that especially the youth do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And today too, we have a beautiful, wonderful topic of discussion, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But first, let's listen to a benefit that we will receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful benefit this is that we receive by salawat at least 50 times daily, and that's no major task. And that's not very difficult if we recite salawat at least 10 times after each salah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you would have accomplished 50 salawat daily. So make it your habit, after every salah you're going to recite salawat. In your free time, we should recite salawat. Salawat should become our wazifa. Salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will enjoy so many beautiful benefits of the recitation of salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's topic of discussion is compassion towards children. Yes, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we're going to get into further details on this beautiful topic. But first, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who we follow, the one who we love, the one whose lifestyle and blessed life, blessed seerah, is a means of guidance for us all. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So relax, enjoy this beautiful kalam, increase your love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and just after the kalam we're going to be extracting from the blessed lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to be able to imitate and follow, to implement into our lifestyles, compassion towards children. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nur Allah, Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, unke dar pe jaise gham mit jaiye, unke dar pe jaise gham mit jaiye, na tawano kuch to himmat kijiye, na tawano kuch to himmat kijiye, Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, کے در پر بیٹھیے بن کر فقیر، بے نوا فکر ثروت کیجیے، بے نوا فکر ثروت کیجیے، حرز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، ہم تو مارے گو کے کس کے پاس جائیں، ہم تو مارے کس کے پاس جائے، صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجیے، صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجیے، خیر ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، نعرہ کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کا، نعرہ کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کا، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجیے، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجیے، حرز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجیے، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجیے، جا ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حزین، دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حزین، آپ پروار وہ صورت کیجیے، آپ پروار وہ صورت کیجیے، حرز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجیے، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجیے، ذکر شفاعت کیجیے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجیے، یا نور اللہ،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm sure that every time we listen to the blessed praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we feel closer and closer to our beloved. Our love becomes stronger for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are even more motivated to follow his blessed sunnah, the one, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who you and I throughout the world people love so much. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us beautiful guidance in every walk of life. And with regards to those whom we are responsible for, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given us beautiful advices, alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us towards how we should fulfill all our obligations, how we should live our lives each step of the way. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we are responsible for those who we work with, who work under us, who live with us as well. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed each of you is a shepherd and each of you will be questioned regarding his flock. Now we might think that how are we shepherds and how do we have flocks? Yes, there are those who are in leadership positions, but what about those who are not in very high ranking leadership positions? Maybe they are just leaders within their family. Yes, then they are shepherds over their family and their flock is their family. Thus the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the commander who is in authority over people is responsible and he will be questioned regarding his responsibility. The man is responsible over the inhabitants of his house and he will be questioned regarding them. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So if you have your family, you are responsible for your family. You will be questioned regarding them, regarding how you treat them, regarding what they do, regarding many things that are under your control. You will be questioned. And so we all have responsibilities over our family members. Now we want our children to do that which is good, but sometimes just commanding them in very harsh ways does not exactly teach them well. And as we discussed in previous episodes, it does not often boost their self-confidence too much if we always scolding our children and being harsh on them. And so winning their love through kindness is of utmost importance. Compassion towards our children is of utmost importance. When we treat them with love, affection, compassion, they become stronger human beings. They become more grounded. They become more confident and they are more likely to want to obey due to the love that they will have and they will feel towards us, as compared to if a child is told harshly each time, then sometimes they might obey due to fear. But many a times when our backs are turned, then they might not obey us. So compassion towards them is of utmost importance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practice this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compassionate towards children. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won the hearts of children. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And thus, if we do so too, we will be imitating the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus, we will earn thawab for having the niyat of imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst we are showing compassion towards our children. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that someone once came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kissing Imam Hassan, his blessed grandson radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this person said that I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any of them. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to this saying, إِنَّهُ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Indeed, the one who does not show mercy towards children, such a person will not be shown mercy. So if we want mercy and we want mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be merciful to others. And this hadith has been mentioned in the context of especially having mercy towards children. And so we know and we come to realize that it is of utmost importance that we are kind, that we are merciful, that we are compassionate towards our children and towards children in general. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us as well that how we should deal with our children, how we should distribute amongst our children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that your children have the right of receiving equal treatment as you have the right that they should honor you. So we are ready to claim our right that we should be honored and we should be respected as parents. So those young parents that are watching especially, you want that your children honor you. You want that your children respect you. But it is also their right that you give them equal treatment. And this will inshallah azza wa jal increase their respect for you even in years to come. Unfortunately, from time to time, we receive many complaints and many people do receive many complaints whilst children are no longer little children. Rather, they are still children to their parents, but they reach the ages of 30 and 40 and 50. But they recall and they remember and they mention to others. And this should not be the case that they mention to others. But many do mention to others that my parents never treated us equally. They would always consider one to be superior over the other. They would always favor some of their children over other children. This is not the way Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, that your children have the right to equal treatment from you. And when they are little, they may not realize it much, or they might not be able to object very much, but it is something that they tend to remember for their entire lives. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us as well in a blessed hadith in Muslim Sharif that do justice amongst your children. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this 3 times, that do justice amongst your children, do justice amongst your children, do justice amongst your children. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, this was his blessed way. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very just towards his children. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very just towards children in general. He was very kind towards them. He'd shower children with his affection. Even when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the blessed houses of his ashab radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, you would find that the children would rush to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give special care, special attention to children. Even if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking by children, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first one to make salam. How beautiful is this? And the Sahaba Ikram would imitate this, that when they would see a group of children as well, they would also offer salam first. And what a beautiful tarbiyah this is. What a beautiful training this is. Many a times people feel that, no, I'm the elder one and therefore the youngsters should offer salam. But how would they learn to offer salam? They will learn that they should offer salam if we teach them to offer salam. And how will we teach them to offer salam? Simple, by us offering salam first. When we offer salam first, subhanallah azza wa jal, they will respond to that salam. And again, we'll offer salam first and they'll respond to the salam. The time will come when they become so used to us offering salam to them that when they see us, even if we do not yet realize that they are there or that they are close by, they will come to us and offer salam. What a beautiful tarbiyah we would have given to our children. So subhanallah azza wa jal, in this lies a big lesson as well. That if you want your children to do something, you need to do it as well. You need to do it. You need to be the one that initiates. And if we initiate beautiful, good trends towards our children, inshallah azza wa jal, very soon we're going to see them repeating that as well. You notice that as you do towards them, they do towards you. If you express happiness when you meet them over and over again, there comes the time that they express happiness over meeting you over and over again. If you give salam to them first over and over again, they would give salam to you. You'd notice among children as well, if you bless them by giving them, if you gift them with things, then they tend to become habitual of gifting. As you gift them with something, they will try to gift their younger siblings with things as well. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, children learn by looking. They learn by watching. They learn by hearing, they learn by feeling. It's not always that they're going to learn just by direct instructions. Many a times they observe things, and trust me, they observe more than we think they observe. They observe a lot. So much goes through those little minds, but they learn so fast, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As you do, they are watching. They might not be conscious that they are watching, but they are watching. Many a people just watch. And they just observe. But children, subhanallah, as they watch, they're not just observing, but they're observing and learning whilst they are observing. So it might just seem like they haven't taken too much of notice until you see that those things that you do, they become habitual of. And that builds trends in their lives, it builds habits in their lives. And from the habits of our children, from the ways of our children, sometimes we even learn our own habits. We hear them say something over and over again, and we realize this is perhaps a phrase that I use over and over again. Therefore, they are using the phrase. These are perhaps the actions that I use over and over again, and therefore, they are also imitating those actions. So they tend to imitate. If we're going to feed them with good trends, with love, with affection, with mahabba, with salam, subhanallah, we will see that all of that will be returned to us, and not just returned to us as they grow, it's going to be returned to the community as well, for they will build those habits, those ways, those feelings in them towards others as well, and we'll be making that positive impact, inshallah azza wa jal. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would inquire regarding children. He would notice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a child was upset, if a child was hurt, if a child was unhappy, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask regarding that. Thus he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give them attention and give them a chance to speak as well. Let them be noticed and let them feel noticed. Let them feel that the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has noticed them, has looked towards them, has turned his blessed attention towards them. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do so, then shouldn't we follow? What a beautiful example. There's a beautiful waqi'ah as well from Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, who says that I had a younger brother, a small brother, and he would often keep a pet bird. He liked a certain bird and he kept that bird. It was a little sparrow. And one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to their blessed house and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had realized that the little brother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an was rather sad on that day. The younger brother's name, where he was known as Abu Umair. And thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards him and inquired regarding him that what happened, why is he sad? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then told that he had this little bird, but his little bird had passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thus went to the little child and said, Ya Abu Umair, O Abu Umair, ma fa'ala nughayr, that what happened to your little bird? Why is it that I don't see it with you? Is this why you are sad today? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and spoke to him to console him regarding the sadness that he, this little child, the brother of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, had been feeling a little sad, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there to console him. Many times children need this consolation. They need to be noticed. They need to be understood. They need to understand that others are looking towards them and understanding their pain as well. Yet unfortunately, in today's society, when everyone is so busy in their normal lives, we tend to overlook children. We tend not to pay attention to the sadness that they feel too, to the happiness that they feel too. We are supposed to be sharing in their happiness and we are supposed to be sharing in their sorrows. We should be there whilst they are happy and we should be there for them as well whilst they are sad, and we should continuously make dua for them as well. We learn the beautiful dua as well for our children, for our spouses, for our families. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with pious spouses and offspring who are the joy to our hearts, and make us role models for the righteous ones. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And so we should continuously make dua for our children too. This too is a means of affection towards our children, that we remember them in our du'as as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. But regarding the connection we should have with them, regarding the love and the affection that we should show towards them, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he is that sahabi who spent so much of time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 years in the service of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thus he radiallahu ta'ala reports regarding the affection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed towards children, the blessed compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards little ones, towards young ones. He says that I never saw anyone who was more compassionate towards children than the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wow, this great leader, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leading the ummah, so busy in all of his tasks, receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching the sahaba ikram such lessons that will benefit humanity until the day of judgment. Leading the Muslim Ummah, leading them towards victory, teaching the Muslim Ummah, teaching them righteous guidance, educating the Muslim Ummah regarding the Quran, regarding the wahi that he had received from Allah Rabbul Izzah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing to the problems that the people are going through, assisting them through their lives, assisting them with their domestic matters, assisting them with the matters of their children, assisting them with the matters of their work. Such a busy personality. Yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still had and found the time to show compassion and affection towards children as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a great leader we have sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reports that the blessed son of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala an, would be left and he'd be kept with a wet nurse. a foster mother who would look after him, who would feed him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Madinatul Munawwara would sometimes get up and move towards the home of that foster mother of his blessed son. Move towards her home, which was rather towards the outskirts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to that blessed home of the foster mother of his blessed son, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala an. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there. He would enter the house. He would pick up his blessed son. He would kiss him and he would place him back and return to Madinatul Munawwara. Wow! Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what an example. That just the feeling of wanting to see his blessed son, to kiss his blessed son, was enough to take the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, towards the outskirts of the city, just to see him, to kiss him, to place him back, and to return. What affection, what compassion the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed towards his children, and not just his own children, his grandchildren as well, and not just his grandchildren, all children, even the children of the ashab, of his blessed companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show them so much of affection, so much of care, and so much of compassion. There's another beautiful narration regarding the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's affection towards children, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. That's the blessed grandson of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzurakum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep him on one of his blessed thighs, on his blessed lap, and he would keep another Sahabi, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala on the other lap. Wow! Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. People show affection towards their grandchildren, but even the children of others, who does so? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his blessed grandson Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma on one lap and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma on the other lap, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hug them and embrace them, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please be merciful to them as I am merciful to them." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, beautiful narration in Sahih al-Bukhari, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows so much of affection to his own blessed grandson and to the children of the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would care for the children even if they didn't realize it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have said that it happens that sometimes I start the salah, I start the prayer, the jama'ah, intending to prolong it. But then I hear the cries of children and I shorten the prayer, I shorten the jama'ah, I shorten the salah, because I know that the cries of children will incite the mother's passions. That is, that mothers would feel affection towards their children, and it would worry the mother that my child is crying and I need to see to my child. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shorten the salah, would shorten the jama'ah, just so that the mothers could return to looking after their children as well, so that the mothers could return to seeing to the needs of their children and hush and calm their children down. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with young little children. And this should be our way. They're not just there to be fed. Children are not just there to be fed and to be left somewhere, occupied somewhere else. No, they require our time. They require our love. They require our affection, they require our compassion, they require that we speak to them, and they require that we listen to them, that we train them, that we guide them, that we are there for them, that we are there to hold their hand, that we are there to make them strong human beings, and that we are there, to build confident human beings, having received love, care, affection, attention during their childhood, then during their youth, and that they may be able to stand tall and independent one day. But it all starts from the grassroots level, from the beginning. Compassion, affection, attention, and then training. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon the good that we've learned today from the blessed life of our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.